Self-care can mean a lot of things. It can be things you already do, like taking a long shower, working out, or getting your hair cut. But it can also be things like turning off your phone for a few hours, ditching caffeine, and trying meditation. Spend any time on social media, and you'll see people doing all manner of things and calling it self-care. At its core, self-care is doing stuff that makes you feel good. It's focusing on yourself for the sake of wellness. And people are really into it. It's become a cultural phenomenon, but it's also more than just feeling good. Self-care helps you stay healthier, live longer, manage stress better, and yes, look better too. Men are notorious for neglecting themselves. We've been conditioned through years of popular culture and marketing to think of self-care as uniquely female. But self-care is open to everyone, even you. Self-care has no gender, race, class, or sexual orientation. Self-care also isn't something you have to devote all your time to. There are lots of small, easy things you can do to make yourself feel better right away. Throughout Self-Care for Men, you'll find many different ways you can start a self-care practice. Whether you are new to self-care or just looking for some fresh options, this book will show you a variety of ways you can care for yourself without breaking the bank or giving up your whole day. Your personal routine can be simple, like applying moisturizer regularly or washing your hair properly. You can start by taking supplements, getting more sleep, or even getting a tattoo. The most important thing is to start thinking of these things as part of self-care. Personal grooming, for instance, is necessary, but it's also a way to show your body you care for it. It makes you feel good, inside and out. That's one of the keys to self-care. Sometimes when you look good, you feel even better. Some of the things in this book might surprise you. Blow-drying your hair can really be self-care, you might ask? Yes, it can. Crystals can actually make you feel better? Yep, they do. Does having a houseplant really affect your mood? It can, and there's actually science behind it. The bottom line is that no one is going to stand over you and force you to do any of this. But if you give it a shot, you'll be surprised at how great self-care can make you feel. Now, open your mind, and let's get started.